Moncrief on News Talk.
Before that, though, apart from being unsightly, mould in your home can create a health risk. And does all the rain make it worse? We're joined by a Primrose Freestone from the University of Leicester. Good afternoon, Primrose.
Good afternoon.
Does it depend on the sort of house you have as to the amount of mould you might get?
Well, mould is basically the growth of fungus, okay? And what you actually see in terms of black or green or whatever white sort of colours on the walls, or hopefully not just the walls, is basically the fungal spores. Now, wherever there is moisture, you will actually find condens in the air, for example, you'll find that water will condense on surfaces. And that's what actually sort of promotes the growth of the fungus. And yes, those fungi actually can cause a range of illnesses in humans.
What kind of illnesses?
Basically, the fungus themselves can actually, if you're immunocompromised or you have a pre-existing respiratory condition like asthma or bronchitis or COPD, continuous obstructive pulmonary disorder, they can actually sort of cause infections. If you're immunocompromised in any way, you have a cancer, you're on chemotherapy, organ transplantation, your immune system doesn't protect you as well from the fungus. And we're breathing fungal spores in all the time, okay? And what you can end up with are infections that cause shortness of breath, coughing, and in a certain number of very immunocompromised people can even cause death.
If then you spot some mould in your house and you decide to clean it away, do you have to be careful about doing that?
It wouldn't hurt to get out because when you actually start spraying the fungus on the wall, you'll start spreading its spores to get one of your masks out, you know, from the COVID days. But any kind of sort of bleach will destroy anything that's got chlorine in it. Even sodium bicarbonate or vinegar are very good at removing and killing sort of mould and fungus on the walls. But the thing is, make sure that you do wear gloves or you wash your hands afterwards.
Right, okay. And to prevent it in the first instance, because I assume if your house is a bit older, that it might be more inclined to get mould anyway.
That's true, it is actually, because wherever there is moisture, you have the risk of mould. So if your damp courses or your membranes on your house are not working as well, or you've got a leak or a pipe burst or something that happens this time of year, all of that can actually cause internal wetting of walls, and you can end up with mould growing, for example, under wallpaper.
Right, okay. And so to prevent that happening, or can you prevent that happening? Are we all doomed to live with a bit of mould?
Everybody has a little bit of mould, particularly in bathrooms and so on. And, you know, because it's very, very moist, lots of water vapour in the air that condenses on surfaces. And also, fungi can live on just about anything in your house, quite frankly. So therefore, where there's moisture, you'll have a risk of fungus. So the idea is, where possible, to clean surfaces quite regularly, but also to keep the humidity levels down in your house. If you can, open your windows, get a dehumidifier in. Basically, try to actually sort of keep your house as dry and also as warm as possible, because when a room is basically cold, water vapour in the air is more likely to condense and more likely to get mould growth.
Ah, but if you leave your windows open, your house won't be as warm.
Your house won't be as warm, but it will have less water vapour in the air, because actually some of it will go out the window. And also, your house is going to smell fresher. And if any of you in the house have got a cold or flu virus or COVID, for example, you're less likely, if you've actually opened your windows, to catch it from someone, because you've diluted the virus. So opening your windows is really a good thing to do, and basically airing your house.
And will it be worse at this time of the year? Are there times of the year that tend to be peak mould?
You tend to get mould. Well, there's fungal spores around in the air all times of year. But you tend to get more when it's actually sort of raining a bit, like it is right now, or in the autumn when you've got sort of leaves that are mouldering down, because fungi are part of a natural carbon cycle. Basically, they break down organic material and recycle it through the environment. And that's exactly what they're doing in our houses, I'm afraid. So you can't avoid fungi and fungal spores. But what you can do is deny them an environment in which to live. And keeping places dry and warm is one of the best ways of doing it.
Drying clothes indoors, is that a total no-no?
It depends how often you actually dry the clothes and how wet the clothes are there in the first place. Because the idea is to try and minimise the amount of water vapour in the air that they can then condense on walls. Okay, the places where you tend to get moulds most are, for example, in bathrooms, in kitchens where there's lots of, particularly if you actually do lots of boiling of foods and things. So the idea is to keep the moisture level down as far as you possibly can. If you haven't got a mould problem, then that's absolutely fine. But most people will have at some point. I mean, I'm a microbiologist and we have to fight mould growth in one of our bedrooms. It's just as it is because it's actually an outer bedroom and it's quite cold. So we actually find that bleach works very well indeed, and it's also a very cheap way of actually sort of keeping mould under control. But if you've got a very extensive area, more than, say, about 3 metres square, about 10 foot square, then I think, to be blunt, you need to work out where the mould is coming from and get a specialist extractor in.
Right, OK. Yeah, let me just reach out one text, Primrose, and I imagine this is not an uncommon experience. This person says, no matter what I do, I can't keep the ceiling of our ensuite shower mould-free. Window open all day, it keeps coming back. So that means that's something structural inside the building, I assume, is where the mould's coming from.
It does suggest that, yes, absolutely. Because mould can actually grow through plaster, okay, or tiles, or it can be within brickwork. So I think that person actually needs to check what's basically wrong with their ceiling. And if they're having to constantly sort of remove the mould and it grows back, that sounds like a more kind of serious chronic infection.
Okay, that sounds like it might be expensive to get rid of then.
Believe me, it's worth it, because you don't want to be breathing in fungal spores from the mould itself. Okay, if you're young and healthy and you've got an immune system, it won't be a problem. But basically, there will be a time, I have to say, when you might actually need to be a bit more careful. So for that reason, get rid of the mould. It's a lot better for your health. And also, your room will smell better too, because mould smell musty.
Yeah. Now, this is a mould question a listener sent in. That's not the kind of mould we're talking about, but I'll read it out to you anyway. My husband regularly insists on toasting bread that has a bit of mould around it, claiming once you toast it, it's fine. Is this not extremely unhealthy? He thinks I'm too fussy on best before dates.
Okay, bread goes mouldy because there's fungal spores everywhere. The problem is with fungi, though, that they actually produce toxins, what are called aflo or mycotoxins. And it's a really good idea, even if you toast it, because some of these toxins are heat stable, to not eat mouldy bread. So, No, it's not a good idea.
Okay. Right, okay, there'll be a serious chat then, I imagine, when he gets home this evening. Do window trickle vents help with mould, somebody wants to know?
Yes, they do. I mean, anything which actually gets rid of condensed water will certainly help to actually reduce the likelihood that mould will occur. Where there's constant moisture, you'll find mould. It's just the way biology basically is, I'm afraid.
Yeah, and so the insulation level of your home, would that be a significant factor as to how much condensation there might be inside the house?
Yes, it would be, actually, because insulated homes tend to be warmer. And whereas a cold environment, you end up with more water vapor condensing. So cold, you know, and damp and molds tend to basically go together.
Yeah. Primrose, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Primrose Freestone, Associate Professor in Clinical Microbiology at the University of Leicester.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.